Sorry, we're struggling a little bit with the sound system here. We don't all have Noah's voice, so got two mics going here. Maybe I'll try to speak up and you can hear me loud and clear. And I think we're at a little bit of an improvement there. Thank you for having me before you, Mr. Moderator, our fathers and brothers, friends and family and guests who are here tonight. It's my great pleasure to stand before you today and narrate the steps that have taken place over the past 2+ years leading up to this very special service of the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Mission Church, of which you are participating this evening, soon to be the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Particular Church. We're very excited about that. And I hope that our guests tonight, the things we're doing, may seem to be a little strange. We'll try throughout the night to help you to understand these steps and why we're doing what we're doing. And so that'll be one of our goals. In the steps that we are laying out for you tonight, in November and December of 2012, the Lord was gracious to bring together a handful of families who had, over the course of time, become convinced of the distinctives of the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America. Now, we have a handful, many actually, Reformed churches in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who are our dear brothers and our sisters in Christ who faithfully preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we have to admit something in the RPCNA. We're a little different. We're psalm singers. There's a bit of a distinction there. We have convictions along those lines. And so for our families, despite the fact that we have faithful churches here, we were a little lost. And so we desired to have a church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that held to the conviction of singing only the psalms in worship without musical instruments, a church that was convinced of the mediatorial kingship of Jesus Christ over all nations, and a church that held to the historical positions of the Covenanter Church. Now, for us, we had become covenanters. We were desiring a church, and where would we go? Well, we had the benefit of having a very old denomination, the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America. We had the benefit of having that denomination in our nation that we could go to, and so we did that. It was our desire to pursue a church in the RPCNA. And so that's our first, driving principle of this church plant in Dallas, is that we felt warranted that there was a need for another church. And that's a strange thing to say sometimes to folks. This is Dallas, so there almost literally is a church on every corner. Why do we need to start another church? And that was one of our driving forces there, was the fact that we desired a church that held to those distinctives, but those are not unwarranted distinctives. We felt that they were important. Now, we do note the fact tonight that from a NAPARC perspective, and for those who are visitors, you may not be familiar with that, the North American Presbyterian and Reformed Council is a fellowship of 12 denominations. Now, from that perspective, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if we were all standing in the same place in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with a population of 7 million people, we would literally be that proverbial drop in the bucket. And so there was a place for another Reformed church on this great mission field in Dallas-Fort Worth. Secondly, we were also convinced of and committed to the idea of NAPARC, of standing together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. In these 12 denominations, we share convictions regarding the gospel and our Reformed and Presbyterian convictions. We didn't desire to be on an island by ourselves. We desired to stand with our brothers and sisters. And so the hope for us was to be involved in something like what our brothers and sisters in Shawnee, in Kansas City, have modeled for us. That is the Kansas City Alliance of Reformed Churches. That's something that we are encouraged by and something we would like to see in the Dallas area. That was important to us. We didn't desire to be a church off by ourselves. We recognize our place among our NAPARC brothers. And we also believe and we desire and pray for a time when the church will be one. When we will be together, and I believe personally that that will begin with Reformed churches. We have that wonderful thing in common. That's important to us in Dallas. Well, a third major principle that helped to guide the planting of the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Mission Church was our strong conviction of the Presbyterian form of church government, of doing things biblically and decently and in order. Now, for my own self, my family, my background, growing up the way that I did and the churches that I grew up in, I've seen plenty of churches that are not decent and are not orderly. And so that was a thing that really stood out to us, even coming out of some churches that did some disorderly things. We wanted to be a part of the Presbyterian church, and we wanted to see that order in whatever we did here in Dallas. And again, where would we go? The RPCNA has been around since the 1700s. And we're about to celebrate and have our 184th synod. And so for people who were crying out for order and decency and stability, the RPCNA was our promised land of stability. Now for our churches as well, we our families, we did not believe that it was within our authority to plant a church on our own. We didn't believe that's something that we would and should do or could do because we're Presbyterians. And so we were quick to run to the Midwest Presbytery to oversee us and to guide us through these crucial steps that we're speaking about tonight. Now they didn't make us beg, but we would have. We longed for that stability. And in fact, I feel led to say this tonight. All of our meetings in Dallas, all of our decisions, all of our steps, each and every one, have been carefully and intentionally been under the guidance of our presbytery. That was very important to us. And for whatever that we are tonight in Dallas, we humbly stand before you tonight, and I would say that I do believe that we have been a model for how to plant a church under the authority of a presbytery. I think that's important. We live in an age where people start churches in their homes, where people do anything they want to do. There's no really guiding structure in the modern church, and that was essential to us in the planting of a church in Dallas. Now, that process requires a great deal of patience. These steps take time. You have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait till the next presbytery meeting. It's 6 months away, and that's frustrating sometimes, but that's important. That's biblical. We longed for that precision and that oversight. In fact, for our visitors tonight, you'll notice that some of these steps that we're doing, you don't see those every day. We're going to come up to the front and we're going to sign our name in a book. You know, we're going to sign our vows. We believe in that, and that's important for us, that orderliness, that care. Well, having those convictions, our families, we did have a chance to meet together in 2012, and we did decide that we liked one another. I'm making sure I get a positive affirmation over from this side, that side of the crowd there. We decided that we wanted to go forward, and what should we do next? So we did contact the Midwest Presbytery so that we would know what they wanted us to do. Bob McFarland, the regional home missionary for our presbytery, called together a group of pastors from Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas to meet with these interested families. Bob McFarland and Bruce Parnell, Noah Bailey, and myself met in Flower Mound, Texas, with representatives of 8 families on the evening of February the 5th, 2013, for a time of encouragement and the opportunity to sing some psalms and ask some questions and get some good answers. And what a blessing that meeting was to our souls. We were instructed to begin meeting together publicly for Bible studies and mutual encouragement and prayer, which we promptly did. We found a location and came together on February the 17th to hear from the Word of God, from Matthew 28 in the Great Commission. And from this initial meeting, 4 families signed a formal request for oversight to the Midwest Presbytery. Now, these 4 heads of households were instructed to form an informal steering committee to take care of the local business of renting a location, of contacting people, and working on behalf of the Midwest Presbytery. And so by this time, it was March of 2013, and we were meeting for fellowship and for study, but there was something missing. Our gathering together was wonderful, but we still ended up, because we lived so far apart, we all worshiped in different places, and we couldn't worship together because we didn't have that permission from our presbytery to do that. Actually, we had the things that we needed. We providentially had a minister, myself, on location, and we had Bibles, and we had families who wanted to worship, but we didn't do that. We waited for permission from the presbytery to begin our worship, and our request was granted with the knowledge that there would be an ordained member of the Midwest Presbytery leading in Dallas who was willing to take up that work. I was quite happy to hear this news and to hear and to be given this permission to move forward with our worship services because our family needed a place to worship. And we wanted to begin uniting together with these new friends who wanted to also help plant a new church in Dallas. And so the Midwest Presbytery formed the North Dallas Committee to help with our oversight. And we officially then came under the oversight of the session of the Stillwater Reformed Presbyterian Church of Stillwater, Oklahoma. And so very early on, we had elders. We had oversight. We were accountable to someone. And that's what we longed for, that relationship. And we knew that it would take time for a church to rise up in our area, but we were willing to wait and to go through that sometimes lengthy process. In fact, during that time, 2 of our families traveled north to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and we became official members of that church. And I would most certainly recommend that step to any and all who would ask me of my opinion, because we were greatly blessed by that relationship with the Stillwater Church of Oklahoma. What a wonderful thing that was for our family. Well, on the Lord's Day, May the 5th, 2013, this was an historic day for our church. The Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Fellowship met for its first worship service at the Holiday Inn in Plano, Texas. And we did this for about 6 months. And interestingly, we had some struggles there. Often our worship services were scheduled during birthday parties and charismatic traveling faith healer services. And it seems like rock concerts at times. We were often extremely distracted and we couldn't find another place to meet. If you listen to those early services, you'll sometimes hear music in the background. That's not our music. I promise. It wasn't us. But it was really loud and distracting. And so You might listen to those sermons and say, well, why is he yelling? Well, it was necessary. We long for the day when we would have our own meeting location. And sometimes that's not a privilege of a church plant. Sometimes you have to meet wherever you have to meet. And honestly, between friends, distractions are really fairly trivial, aren't they? Considering our own history, our covenanter fathers, they preached in caves, they preached in the rain and the snow and under persecution. But there was really something missing during those times of a much greater substance during those first few months of worship. You see, our families felt very strongly about having a second worship service to honor the Lord's Day. An important element in the founding of the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Church. But this wasn't possible with the hotel, and we couldn't meet twice there. And providentially, we weren't able to find another meeting location to meet throughout the whole of the day. Well, that changed. In October of 2013, the Knowledge Seekers Christian School on the campus of the Louisville Seventh-day Adventist Church came available, and we were blessed to secure a contract with them to worship in their school library, which would seat around 50 people. So for us, this was a beautiful thing, a place that was ours for the whole of the day. Well, in that month of October of 2013, we began our afternoon worship service, meeting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because so many folks in our church traveled from so many different locations. This was an immediate blessing to us. And in fact, I was able to begin a 25-part sermon series on the basics of the fourth commandment and the importance of the Christian Sabbath day. Now, I think that was an important part of our beginning. That's something that's interwoven into our church, is a dedication to the honoring of the Lord's Day. Now, this move over to the Christian school was also significant in our history because it meant moving 24 miles westward in the Metroplex, a seismic shift of pretty great significance to us and in our mission field. We are a tiny dot in an enormous mission field here. And we're mindful of the fact that we are the presence for the RPCNA in North Texas. And so moving our ministry more toward Fort Worth and being centered in the cities of Flower Mound and Louisville and Denton, that was of no small significance. That location actually turned out to be much more accessible to our families, and we met a few new families in that process. Now, by this time, there were six families meeting together in the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Mission. Now, we were a preaching station at that point, technically. On November the 6th, 2013, the Midwest Presbytery met in Lawrence, Kansas, and heard a report of our status. And the presbytery chose at that time to officially establish us as the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Mission Church. The Dallas Commission was formed for our oversight, Bob McFarland as our chairman, Noah Bailey, Bruce Parnell, Bill Wagner, and myself were appointed to that commission by the presbytery, and I was asked to be the stated supply for this new mission church. Now, for our visitors, I promised that we would explain some of these steps and these little details along the way. A preaching station is a place where there's preaching. But a preaching station can't hold membership from those who attend that church. There's no role. That church doesn't have elders appointed. But once elders are appointed for oversight, then a mission church then can be formed, and the mission church can take on membership because there's oversight. You see, that Presbyterian thing works that way. Without elders, without oversight, you can't have members. And so we link those things together. And for our particular group at that time, we interviewed four families and we welcomed them into membership of the new mission church. The commission approved the calling of me as the church planting pastor. And then about a month later, on February the 13th, 2014, the Midwest Presbyteries Ad Interim Commission, that's a commission that acts on the behalf of Presbytery in between our meetings. Whenever we're meeting together, we can make decisions, but in those interim times, the interim commission approves, calls, and acts on behalf of the Presbytery. And so they approved the call that was issued to me as the church planting pastor. And then on March the 7th, 2014, I was installed by that commission, acting on behalf of the Midwest Presbytery. Our new mission church continued on from that point. Our commission was now meeting regularly and providing counsel and oversight, and then I acted on their behalf as the elder on site throughout those months. Three more families were added in 2014, bringing our total tonight to seven families that comprise our church. Four children were baptized in 2014. And we celebrated the Lord's Supper twice in that time. Most all of our families were visited in their homes twice, and we continued to meet for two services each Lord's Day with a Sabbath school hour in the morning, and then as well a time for our children to recite from their memory work for the week from the shorter catechism. We have several children who are up into the 80s now in their memory work. 2014 was a blessed and a busy year for our families here in Dallas. We stayed in the Seventh-day Adventist Church library for about 6 months, actually just renting the facility one day a week, but we knew that we needed something more than that. We had a bit of a refuge there, but we needed something more. Well, a new opportunity presented itself to us. A few months later, a 3,000 square foot rental facility was discovered just a few miles away from our place that we met at the school in Flower Mound, Texas. And this place needed a lot of cosmetic work, but we were offered a really good deal for our rent, and our commission approved, and our team went to work, and we were able to move into our full-time facility in May of 2014. And it wasn't quite big enough for us to all meet there tonight. That's why we're here, because we needed a place that was a little bigger. But we're over there. If you want to come visit us and see the facility sometime, what a blessing that that's been to our families. And also, it established a launching point for outreach and hopefully many new opportunities for the RPCNA in Dallas, Texas. There's now a permanent address here. Also, in May of 2014, the Lord raised up two men to serve in the office of ruling elder. You'll meet them tonight. You'll hear them take their vows. One is to be ordained. We also were blessed to have one man raised up to serve as a deacon. You'll see him ordained tonight and installed. We started a one-year training program at that time to give these men new responsibilities and to allow them times to teach and to work through our study materials. They were given reading assignments and lectures and sermons to study. And we worked through a number of books that dealt with the office of ruling elder and deacon. These things were important in our time of development of these men as the commission was overseeing that. These men, we met together once a month throughout 2014. You'll see them on the ballot tonight, and Lord willing, they'll become our elders and our deacon tonight. Ramesh Prakashpalan, Andrew Silva, were both examined by the commission in November of 2014 for the office of ruling elder and were unanimously approved. And for the purposes tonight, this will be explained a little bit later, but Andrew Silva was already an ordained ruling elder, and so we'll not be reordaining him tonight. He'll be elected and installed. And Ram is a new ruling elder. He'll be ordained and installed tonight, Lord willing. Also, we examined Chris Manfreda in November of 2014, and he was unanimously approved as well for the office of deacon. Now, these men that you'll meet tonight have been a tremendous blessing for the families of our church. Rom and Andrew are being approved early on to teach. Andrew has completed a series on covenant theology and another series on biblical worship that you can find on Sermon Audio. What a blessing it is to have teachers in the church. Rom has also been teaching a long-running series on the Westminster Shorter Catechism. I think we're up to question 47 now, so you can imagine the amount of study and dedication that's gone into these series that our men have been teaching. Chris and Rom have both felt a call to ministry, and they both planned to attend our seminary at some point. I'm sure that we will not let them leave Dallas, though. I heard an amen. They will plan to begin extension classes through our seminary, and they'll be coming under the care of our presbytery, we hope and pray, very soon, perhaps even this year. So please be praying for these two men as they make these plans toward ministry. Now, in 2015, we also had four baptized children come forward with interest in becoming communicant members of the church. What a blessing that is here in Dallas to see these children coming of age and understanding the significance of communicant membership. We were able to start a communicant class for our children, and Rom has done a wonderful job really of teaching and helping us to get that program off the ground. I think we're in our 7th or 8th week now, and what a blessing that has been. Working through the Shorter Catechism with our children too, and then working through our vows interspersed in between, to understand what it means to make vows in the church. These past 2 years have also been a blessing for me personally in preaching, and there's been a good response to that preaching. I've been able to complete a series on the subjects of the Sabbath day and another on the subject of the mediatorial kingship of Jesus Christ. Another series on the prophet Habakkuk and another on the prophet Jonah. And now we're working through a series on the Gospel according to John in the morning service. 50 sermons now into that. And 1 Samuel in the afternoon. And we were encouraged by our brothers in Enid for their practice of preaching a monthly Psalm of the Month. And that's our psalm that we sing that month. And now I was talking earlier with Noah, that's a way to gauge the age of your church. We're up to Psalm 16 now. So what a blessing that is. Every month with that new psalm, it's like another milestone as our church moves forward. Now, I know if I haven't overstepped my boundaries with time here tonight, to make a long story short, probably too late. I would encourage my fathers and brothers here tonight in the planting of new Reformed Presbyterian churches in our presbytery, in some of these principles that have been foundational for our church plant here in Dallas. Never forget our covenanter distinctives. Those things are so important. There is so much wisdom there to be gained from our fathers. In fact, that wisdom that we look back in our long trek as a denomination, my friends, that wisdom is exactly what our hell-bent pagan culture needs to hear. They need to hear of the mediatorial kingship of Jesus Christ. They need to hear of His power and reign, and that He has all authority given to Him to bring His people to glory and His enemies to ruin. Our world and God's people need to hear of God's commandments, of the importance of the Lord's Day, that it was a day set aside for all men for all time to be a special day of worship for acts of mercy and rest. And sometimes when we say things like the Super Bowl doesn't fit into that, that's a preaching that's hard for our culture. But it's important for us to stand on those principles when it comes to planting churches. That's the kind of preaching and teaching that that many people shy away from, but I would encourage us to march forward with those truths, to make them a part of our church planting. The world needs to hear. And then thirdly, my encouragement would be for us to continue to honor our biblical form of church government, doing all things decently and in order in a time of house churches and self-ordination. This is the time for orderliness, for Presbyterianism. And we must hold to those principles. You being here tonight is a testimony to that truth. And may it ever be said of us as we seek out new church plants in the years to come. Well, there's one last step in my giving of the order of events. The Midwest Presbytery in November of 2014 approved of this meeting today, in fact, and this order to particularize the Dallas Reformed Presbyterian Mission Church. And I know that I speak on behalf of all of our families that are represented here tonight in expressing our deepest appreciation for the Midwest Presbytery, for the session of the Stillwater Reformed Presbyterian Church, and for the Dallas Commission. Your oversight and your leadership and your faithfulness has brought us to this wonderful celebration today. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless each of you in your kindness toward us. And may each of us labor with honor in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, our great mediator and savior, Zion's only king. Now, we were given an edict, and I'll read that edict for you that ordered our gathering tonight. The November 2014 meeting of the Midwest Presbytery decided that the Dallas RP Mission Church should proceed to organize as a congregation of the RPCNA, said organization to be under the oversight of the Midwest Presbytery. Notice is hereby given to the Midwest Presbytery and to the Dallas Mission Church that on Friday, March the 6th, 2015, at 6 p.m., at 8200 East McKinney Street in Denton, Texas, the organization of the new congregation will take place. This service of organization will include, Lord willing, the election, ordination as needed, and installation of two ruling elders, one deacon and a teaching elder, Pastor Mark Kohler, ordained in 2003 and installed in 2014 as church planting pastor with this joyous possibility in mind. The Midwest Presbytery will proceed with this organization in these elections, ordinations, and installations unless valid objections are offered to the presbytery to meet at that place, date, and time. The 8-day notice requirement between election and ordination of officers will be waived by order of the Midwest Presbytery on January the 10th of 2015. Dan Bartell, moderator of the Midwest Presbytery, and John McFarland, clerk of the Midwest Presbytery.